Obviously, you know, they brought some guys in to give us a message, but I'm happy with where I am now, and there's a lot of work to be done. I'm focused on Tennessee. I'm focused on everything in front of me, and not really taking it one punt at a time, one day at a time. So very happy, and there's a lot of work to be done, and now it's time to really get pedal to the metal.
Are you a little relieved to have the announcement at this point, though?
You know, I wasn't really concerning myself with that. I just wanted to make sure I was punting well in the preseason games, and obviously our punt unit has been pretty special in terms of our coverage being ranked number one in the NFL net-wise. But, it's not like a relief. It is a relief, of course, but I'm just continuing to stay focused and continuing to keep moving forward and really just next punt I'm focused on practice tomorrow. So it's same as last year, being focused on not the weather, not this, not that, but just the punt in front of me. So that's my focus right now.
So much better than last year, though, when you were at home at this point in the
year,
right?
Yeah. No, I mean, just punting in Arizona, you get there and you punt, and you realize what me and Mason were talking. I said, this is a luxury a lot of guys. A lot of guys in the NFL, there are some East Coast teams, and there are some teams that have difficult weather, but nothing like up here. So when you get to a place like Arizona, you realize that we're challenged week in and week out, especially last year coming off the street. It's a bit different this time of year. It is getting a little. I was asking today if this was unseasonably cool for this time of year. I was getting a little worried, but it's different, and having the whole training camp off season OTAs, it's been very beneficial to me. I feel much more prepared.
What do you think you really showed them to solidify their choice?
Well, like I said all along, I think they wanted a guy who could do a number of things punt-wise, long field, short field, regardless of what the position was, and they wanted to be able to count on me. I just think that a steady improvement from day one. Obviously, the first week of training camp wasn't what it needed to be, and I wasn't concerned, but I was just pressing it and getting trying to get better and trying to be where I needed to be. So I just think over this training camp, dealing with everything and just sort of showing the consistency and the different types of punts. To tell you the truth, I think the leg strength has always been there, but I don't know necessarily if people had faith that I could hit a 56-yard 4.8 hang time. So showing that ability and not punting in frigid conditions and actually showing my leg, I think, was beneficial for me this offseason. Right. Yeah, it's a 16-game season, so, I feel my leg's in pretty good shape. Obviously, my last full kind of 13, 14-game season was in college, so it's going to be good. But I'm looking forward to it, and a lot of work to be done. A lot of focus still on everything. I'm focused on it every day, every practice. So it's going to be fun. And Tennessee's up next, so we'll take care of business, and then we'll get ready to go for Chicago. So.